Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, glad to have you all with us today. We're going to talk about leadership later on, but right now we will introduce our first guest, and her name is Jennifer Rescola. Jennifer is spelled with one N. The name of the book is Idiot Out Wandering Around, Adventures of an Iowa Boy. It's written by Jennifer, and it's told by Terry Rescola. And again, the book is published by Jennifer. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. A compelling book. I'm holding it in my hands right now. Substantial and compelling. Nice to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I want to go to the title, the significance of the title, Idiot Out Wandering Around, and then it makes reference to Adventures of an Iowa Boy. Is this an Iowa story?
Well, it started out that way. Terry is my husband, and he was born and raised there. And it's a common expression that some Iowans use to self-describe, you know, as they stumble through life. And this happens to spell out their state. So he's the one that came up with the title because his whole life was sort of stumbling along after some tragedy, and
what is the book about? It focuses on him, but what makes it so special and compelling? I mean, it's filled with amazing stories about Terry, and obviously your love for him for having put this into book form. What makes this story stand out, and what was the road like for Terry Rescola?
Well, to start out, Terry, you know, was living a normal life. He was the son of a United States Navy lieutenant, and this was back in the 50s and different eras, and you know, he adored his father. He loved both his parents, but he had a special bond with his father, and he was just very loving and very, you know, guiding and a great teacher and patient as can be. And anyway, so, all you know, after some time, you know, they found out that his dad had lung cancer and he was dying. And that was when Terry was about 8 and a half, so it was, you know, at that time, Terry didn't quite understand what cancer meant, but then he actually did die when Terry was 11, and then shortly after that, his mother became a severe alcoholic, and, you know, back then, they didn't have rehab, and they didn't have counselors, and she was in a lot of pain, and you know, women didn't have a voice back then, and so it was really difficult.
So a lot of this really laid the roots of Terry's upbringing and what happened to him. What about his experiences following that? I mean, really quite right. Tumultuous.
I kind of wanted to just set the scene because when that moment happened, that was the moment that changed his life. And it was the rest of the story is about how he made choices in life, which was all about innocence, survival. And it was impulsive. It was adventurous. It was naive and inexperienced and trusting and not really understanding many of life's risks, you know. He actually almost died a dozen times, and he actually did die and had an afterlife experience and was fortunately brought back to life. But in the beginning, when he was a preteen, the frustration and anger that he had because of his life circumstances helped him excel in youth sports. And he became an undefeated miler, undefeated wrestler, and a hot dog in Little League while hitting many cycles.
Is Terry still with you today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how have things evolved and worked out? What's your life like today with Terry?
We have a wonderful life together. It's, you know, for the most part, pretty routine. He loves playing golf on the weekends, and he still plays drums. He's a drummer, and actually his dad taught him in the beginning, but he also got a degree later in life. But he plays drums and does a lot of golfing and walks the dogs and things like that. So
he's living a retired life now. I know there are those out there who aspire for all the glitz and the glamour, but it sounds like you've got your feet in good solid ground. You've got a family. What inspired you really to write this book, and what's the message you want others to get out of it? As I mentioned, it's a very substantial book and a very substantial story.
Yeah, it's a large book. It is filled with adventurous, amazing, compelling story. Terry's stories are just crazy, things I would never even dream of doing. And, you know, he went AWOL in the Army by accident, and then there's the big story that I love is this big deep-sea adventure. You know, you got to picture this brand-new 60-foot, half-million-dollar albacore bait boat coming into this very small port. And then every time she came in, she turned everybody's head. And so Terry got curious, and he eventually got to work on the boat and then had one big wild ride after that. So I'm not
sure. Yeah, I mean, this wild ride lasted for a lot of decades until now, and it's still the wildness is gone today, isn't it?
I guess. You know, I think lots of rules. There's too many rules. You know, like back then, you can get away with, you know, sneaking into a concert and not having, you know, the security stop you. And back then, you could get away with climbing up a big tree without somebody calling the cops. Just, I don't know. I'm just...
Yeah, I know. I know where you're going.
There was
a lot of
flexibility back then, and people hitchhiked back then. This is the 60s and 70s. You know, people hitchhiked. They were more trusting, more friendly. But God, he just went all over the place. This covers the states of Iowa and then California Central Coast near, you know, Avila Beach and San Luis Obispo. And then there's parts in Tempe, Arizona. So there's a lot of stories that sort of dot the country a little bit. And there was even a story up in Utah. So it just speaks to how he wandered through life, just trying to make sense of it and trying to create his own life. But it was just the choices he made, and I don't know. It was just
what's some of the feedback you've gotten on the book?
Well, I've gotten very, very great reviews from the book. Again, a lot of it is, since I'm just starting out, they're all mostly from friends and family, but they can't say enough how wonderful, how much they enjoyed it and how they couldn't put it down, and I was just very, very grateful to hear that. There are some reviews on Amazon, if people want to read that as well. So,
all right, any place else they can go to get information other than Amazon?
Well, I have a website.
Yeah, please give that out.
JenniferKRescola.com.
All right, and there's one N in Jennifer. I want people to know that.
JenniferKRescola.
All right, .com. Yeah, go up on the site. I think you'll all be quite taken by it and taken by this story, which I am happy to say, even though it hasn't come to an end, has a happy ending to it in terms of the book. And I certainly wish you and your family well. We've got a minute. What would you like to say in this last minute that we haven't discussed?
Just that it, you know, Terry, in the, all of this, Terry is just this normal human being who's just, you know, even though he had trials and triumphs and tragedies, he just came out, brushed his knees off, and came out with a really good attitude.
And I think that's the big message of this book. Stick with it.
Yeah.
Intestinal fortitude.
Yeah.
Move forward.
Yeah.
Don't dwell on the mistakes, but learn by them.
Right. Yeah. And I've just been amazed and impressed. I was very impressed with his memory, too. He remembered the song that was playing on the jukebox when he met this beautiful lady, and he remembered...
Who's that beautiful lady? You?
No, it was a long time ago. It was
all right. The book is Idiot Out Wandering Around, Adventures of an Iowa Boy, written by Jennifer Rescola, as told to her by Terry M. Rescola. Nice to have you on. Nice to hear your story and Terry's.
Oh, thank you so much, Sue.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Buffett. I just finished up an interview with Stu Taylor and loved every minute of it. So I hope you do too. Thanks.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be.
Oh, yeah, the late, great Nat King Cole, and that Sunday, that summer. All right, we're heading down the road towards summer, and hopefully things will warm up for all of us in our lives. It gets psychologically difficult to get through the cold months of winter, unless, of course, you live down south all year round. And, you know, you just do it, you know. My late Uncle George used to say, do it, do it. So, you know, I keep watching the replay of Maxine Waters. How can someone like that be in Congress? I keep watching Elizabeth Warren. How can someone be there? Keith Ellison, the Muslim. Yeah, and I'm mentioning that he's a Muslim. He's going to be the head of the DNC, probably. I mean, could they pick any worse people than they picked? They don't get it. They just don't get it. He's already, and I mean, I just had a laugh when I heard this. Obama, there were, I think, at least 18 impeachable offenses, and they were legitimate. This Keith Ellison, you know, just keep going down this road, Keith, baby. Talking about a number of impeachable offenses, and Trump should be impeached. They don't get it. It's over. They lost. And what's happening here is the conservatives are at least in unison, and I say this in a public sense, as CPAC begins today and the speeches will be given, Kellyanne Conway, who Mika Brzezinski has banned from Morning Joe. I mean, you know, Mika, you're very pretty and you're very nice because I've met you several times, but honestly, you're an airhead. No, I can't say that to her personally. Sean Spicer and Steve Bannon are going to give talks at CPAC. Oh, is the left-wing press going to love that? And it is fake news. And they are, in many cases, anti-American. And that's the truth. And even though the days are going by and we're a month into this presidency, I have never, ever seen a politician step up with the courage and conviction of Donald Trump and function so well in spite of his personality issues. Yeah, he's got them. And if he's unhinged, it's okay. I'll take it. So we got CPAC, and the comments he came out and talked about transgender bathrooms. I don't know how many transgenders there are in this country. It's a less than 0.1%. I mean, it is, you know, it's this is what we're focusing on. We've got North Korea, Iran, we've got Russia, but we're worried about transgender bathrooms. Things worked out for years. You know, my apologies to those who are transgenders and can't figure out what their sex is or think they're the opposite sex. Then don't use it, you know, don't use a public bathroom. There are places called outhouses. God help me and my daughter if one of these transgenders for some reason walked into a female bathroom. I would flip out. But it's become an irrational country. And in spite of what you may think about Donald Trump, in spite of what you may think about him, he's basically got great pragmatic solutions. We're going to look at the amendment for the immigration ban, which may not be changed all that much from a point of legality. It should pass. The mistake Trump keeps making is personified by referring to the judge, one of the judges in the 9th District, as a so-called judge. Can't do that. Can't do it. You have to stick to the issues. You know, and if you stick to the issues, you'll rally like 20% of the opposition party. I mean, on the opposition party to the left. Because everybody he's battling is part of the opposition party. So Trump is going to have a transgender bathroom decision that will overturn what that evil Barack Obama passed. And many of the solutions to all of these problems, whether it's transgender bathrooms or, I mean, pick your issue. There are plenty. They should be state determined. Let the states make the decisions. Let it go down to local government. Again, I mentioned the stock market because it keeps going up and up and up. And yeah, I know life. I've been around long enough to know. I know how things work. And if you watch the history of this country and what's going on and in life in general, what goes up must come down. There's no doubt about it. So people, I know there are people who are waiting who are going to say, well, wait till that market falls and they're going to turn around and blame it on Trump. So here's what I want to say to those people. Get out of the market and sell and take your profits. I watched CNBC for a while yesterday, and I can't remember one very well-respected gentleman, but economists are like, you know, every blankety blank, everyone has one. Talking about a Dow 25,000. I mean, I think we're going to continue to roll in spite of what the Fed does and Janet Yellen, because we're going to get, you know, getting the regulations taken away. We're getting corporate tax cuts, middle-class income cuts. This is all just wonderful news for the market. What did Barack Obama do to the market? Barack Obama, his goal was to level the playing field and get the rich down through punitive measures, which means no investment and no growth. You don't have to be an economist to understand this or to analyze it. When members of the Obama administration come out and say extending unemployment benefits will stimulate the economy, well, I mean, what kind of craziness is this? You don't have to have a degree in economics to understand basic principles. And this is maybe what I most like about Donald Trump. He's a successful businessman. And people say, oh, look at all the lawsuits and the bankruptcies. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, bankruptcies are part of life. When you own a ton of businesses and some of them go bankrupt, in this particular case, most of them in Atlantic City because the whole industry collapsed. I mean, you want to attach blame to him, attach it. I mean, there are General Motors, a million, just company after company that has to go, that is forced into bankruptcy. So all I'm saying to people is to be logical. All right, we're going to take a break.
Searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975. To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, we're rejoined on a subject that is always in the news, and it transcends your personal life, your business life, just about everything, and that's the concept of leadership. Joining us is Joseph Spodek, a PhD and MBA, and an amazing career here, an astrophysicist, an athlete, artist, and educator. Okay, that seems to be a lot more than I've accomplished. He's an adjunct professor at NYU, leadership coach for the likes of Sony, Walmart, and the U.S. Army, and a workshop leader for Columbia Business School, columnist for Inc., where I once had the pleasure years ago of giving a talk. The name of his book is Leadership, Step by Step, Become the Person Others Follow, and it's published by Amicon. Joshua, congratulations on your distinguished career and your book.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I'm glad that you started off in a way that not everyone does, that you pointed out that leadership, a lot of people think it's a guy in the corner office telling people what to do, and it's a lot. It transcends that. It's, you know, all the relationships we have with people around us, it touches on all of these things. So I'm glad you started that way.
Do you have an all-inclusive definition of leadership, and can you differentiate certain leadership traits from one phase of life to another?
Yeah, I have a very, very broad definition of leadership. For me, leadership is getting at least one other person to help you achieve a goal. If you don't have another person, you're not really leading them. I mean, there's personal leadership as well. And if it's not achieving something, I don't think you're really leading. So those are the two elements for me.
A good question. It's always a question. You know, creationism, Darwinism, you know, Roe versus Wade. We have these issues all through life that make for great discussion. We can't always resolve. Years ago, I had the pleasure of having lunch with Wilson Harrell. He was the CEO of Entrepreneur Magazine, and he wrote a book. I can remember the book, For Entrepreneurs Only. There are people who are destined to be leaders, and there are others who are destined to be part of the crew on a ship. Do you agree with that, disagree with it, and are leaders born or are they created?
So I look at it differently, because to me, if you have leadership skills, that is the social and emotional skills to listen to people, to understand what they want, and to be able to help them achieve their goals, you see opportunities all over the place that if you don't have the skills, you just are blind to. So it looks like to someone who has the skills, they will take up all sorts of leadership opportunities and act on them, and people say, well, that was destiny because these things just happened to them. But if the same thing happened to someone without the skills, the person without the skills wouldn't do it. You know, it's just like for me, if I can, I'm not a good basketball player. If you give me the ball and you give me a clear lane to the hoop, I might not take it, not because it's not there, but because I didn't know that I could do it, whereas a skilled person could do it. So whether leaders are born or made, to me the real question is, can I improve? And anyone can improve. And the more that you improve, the more that you find these opportunities and the more that you will lead.
All right, let's take this even a step further here. We talk about the old 10,000-hour investment in a particular skill. So let's just say I wanted to become a leader in a particular area, and I was committed to spend the 10,000 hours, and I didn't have an IQ of 65. Is the probability of me ascending to what you may define as leadership high?
Well, most people, if you look at it, I mean, it's hard enough for me to say, if that's what my book is for, is for people who don't really have, they don't really know what to do to get better at it. They know people say you should go out and like give people purpose. You should have resilience. You should have grit. But that's not really actionable. And so what I've tried to do is to give people experience, because like any set of skills, if you practice at them, you'll get better at them. The thing is, most people don't know how to what do you practice to get better at leadership? If you want to get better at basketball, you dribble a lot. You do a lot of layups. You do a lot of jump shots. What do you do for leadership? That's what my book is. It tells you, here are exercises. If you do them, you will get better.
Can you maybe define leadership within the context of education versus experience?
So I'd be more specific to say how to learn leadership. Is it how to learn leadership in the context of education? Because if I understand you right, there's a lot of stuff that's out there. In fact, my experience in business school was teaching me principles of leadership, laws of leadership. I read a lot of psychology papers. I read case studies. But it wasn't actually doing the thing. So I didn't, if you looked at the behavior that I was actually doing when taking those courses, I was writing papers, I was having debates with students about case studies about other people's lives. But that's not leadership. A leader might write a paper here and there, and they might write a memo here and there. But they're actually doing things. They're, you know, hiring people. They're figuring out strategies. They're making deals. They're firing people sometimes. And those are the things that you have to do. And those things, that's not what schools teach. Schools teach, sit there, listen, do what I tell you. They're actually teaching compliance. And so the experience of regular school is to comply. Leadership is not about compliance. Leadership is about leading. The behavior is much more interacting with other people.
Yeah, I mean, and there is a tie-in here with, and you have an MBA, people who go on, my daughter has an MBA, to go out in the work field to gain experience before you go on for the MBA. Is that a recommendation that you make?
Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, I also have a PhD, and I went straight from college into getting a PhD. For an academic degree, going straight through, I think, makes a lot of sense. To get a vocational degree like an MBA, it's much more valuable to have experience of. You know, I had a classmate who came straight from college, and he could answer all the questions technically, but he didn't know. There's a different sense of knowing. You know, he didn't have experience in these things, and it's much better. I would tell someone thinking about an MBA.
I don't want to inject politics into it, but I almost can't resist when I think since the days of the feudal time, it's been a battle between academia and the businessman and entrepreneurs. I come from the entrepreneurial school. I've spoken at a number of colleges. However, to me, I guess you can define this in leadership, since that's what the book is about, leadership step by step. I see people, so many of them, and I don't want to make a blanket statement on it, who couldn't lead their way out of anything once they left those four walls of the academic institution because they had no practical experience in the real world. It's not a question, it's a statement I'm making that you may want to follow up on.
I agree with it. To become a top professor at a top school, your life was governed by publish or perish. And you've been publishing and publishing and publishing and analyzing and analyzing and analyzing. But that's not a path to leadership. That's a path to academic. And so you can teach people the principles of leadership as much as you want. It's not until they actually start doing them that they're going to start really learning. And studies show that you can, by telling someone the principles of something and then giving them a task, or not telling, if you just give them the task, they learn the task at the same rate. So it doesn't actually help that much. I mean, business school does a lot of other things. It gives you great connection, for example. And there are things that are academic, like, you know, for me, I'm glad to have learned economics, which, you know, those are required classes, and that's more academic for me. I was glad to get that. But in terms of starting companies and leading people and facing and overcoming social challenges and emotional challenges, that most of that came after business school.
How much of this were you able to internalize when you started your career as an astrophysicist? I'm fascinated with that, yet the book, I don't want to focus on it. I just maybe a comment before we go to a break.
Well, I mean, astrophysics, for my first company, it was based on technology of mine, so I was good in the lab and developing this technology. But the reason I went to get the MBA after the PhD was that technical skill didn't translate into managing people and leading people effectively, so I was really lost with the people side of business.
Can you hang around for another segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'd love to have you back because I certainly want to have you get into some of the exercises to lead, talk about leadership goals, and so much more that's in this book. It's an expansive subject, so we'll try to have you highlight, not me, some of the important steps, as the title indicates here, leadership step by step. Become the person others follow. Great book. Stay with us. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Imus, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Tony Blankley, the Washington Times columnist. Listen to Stu Taylor, the smartest voice in Boston.
Another fast hour going by. We've got one more segment, and we are rejoined by Joshua Spodek. He's the author of Leadership Step by Step. Become the Person Others Follow. It's published by Amacom. You all know where to get it. And Joshua, in your research and your study of leadership, there are a series of common traits that you can ascribe to the leaders that you have looked at to serve as models for what you talk about.
Yeah, and what I find is something that is not what people look for. I think a lot of people look for things like how much grit they have or how much perseverance they have or how much charisma they have. And what I find, you know, everybody, all leaders are learning all the time. And I think the best leaders are learning as much at the end of their careers as they were at the beginning. And I think that willingness to learn and ability to practice and take on new things. And one of the main perspectives that I find most helpful is that instead of asking, is that person born or made a leader? Is to say, that person has a skill. I don't have that skill. They must have gotten it somehow. If I can recreate the experience that led them to develop that skill for myself, then I'll develop that skill too. So it's that always learning, always figuring if someone else learned it, I can learn it too.
I want to go right to the title of the book here because I don't want to miss the salient points of what you talk about. Leadership step by step. Is there a step by step process people can follow regardless of what they do in order to achieve success in terms of the definition that you've structured?
Yeah, I mean that's what the book is for. Is the book is gives you the steps to take, and you know some people. I think that a lot of people, when you look at someone and say, that person's a born leader, they've always been leading, I think what happens is that they were given a challenge in life early that was not so big, and they learned from it. And then later they got a challenge in life that was a little bigger. And because they learned from the early thing, they were able to take on the next thing. And then they get another challenge that's a little bigger, and so on. And other people, maybe the early on in life, they get like a really big challenge that they can't handle. And they feel like they failed and they're just like, oh, I just can't do this. And some people who are lucky in life, they got a little challenge, then a medium challenge, and a big challenge. And some people who are unlucky in life got a big challenge and never took on a little one after that. And this book is designed to give you a set of exercises that start small and build and build and build. It's the same process by how you learn to play a musical instrument. If you want to play piano at Carnegie Hall, you start with scale. If you want to play a sport at the highest level, you still have to begin with lifting weights or running sprints or whatever is appropriate to your sport. Because no one has sat down and said, what are the basics of leadership that we can start with these basics and then what's intermediate and what's advanced and so forth?
Yeah, and in terms of reaching the levels you esteem, this is obviously tongue-in-cheek, but people have to, you're just not going to walk into something. You can walk into wealth if the money is left for you. But years ago, I had some punk go through a red light and smash my car and completely broke my right shoulder, which is the worst experience I ever had. And when I went to see the orthopedic guy, I said to him, Dr. Yet, will I be able to play the piano when I heal? He said, I don't see why not. And my response was, well, that's great, because I could never play it before. The point I'm making is that people aren't going to magically morph into a position where they're going to develop the expertise unless they've built up the kinds of things you're talking about through these exercises. Are there specifics that you could list, maybe just a few here to illuminate?
Sure. I'll tell you, I structure the book, there's four units. I'll tell what the four are, and maybe you could pick one of them, and I'll pick an exercise from there. So the first unit is understanding yourself. So it's about self-awareness, and it's about perception and mindfulness. The second unit is leading yourself. So it's about habit formation, speaking authentically. The third is understanding others, which generalizes what you learn in the first two about yourself, but actually a lot of that is about everyone. A lot of what you learn about yourself is about the human condition. And then the last part is leading others, and that's what a lot of people like to do, and that's about getting other people to do things.
With so many companies who are making positive changes through technology and study in this time, do you see more and more people assuming leadership roles in what they're doing as opposed to becoming followers who get their pay for so many hours a week and don't have any involvement in business? Is there any trends that you can see developing in the corporate world?
Well, I think the opportunities are bigger than ever to lead, because it's, you know, my dad is a history professor. He got tenure before I was born, and he's had tenure ever since. And he's just basically, you know, I guess you could say he's a leader in the classroom, but he had a very, in certain respects, a comfortable life. And, you know, my grandfather, well, he was an entrepreneur, but people lived at a time when you come in at the ground floor, and 50 years later, you get a gold watch. Well, now it's like, if you don't hire someone who hasn't worked at a place for more than a year, you're going to have to be able to work with people, because everyone's forming teams all the time, and teams are forming and breaking and forming and breaking. And each time a team forms, there's an opportunity for you to lead in that team. Each time where there's a task that needs to be done and there's not a team right now, you could be the person who creates that team, and you can lead that team. And it used to be that all the teams had to be within your company, but now, because everyone's on social media, if I hire you to work at my company and you've worked with someone before at a different company, you don't have to leave your desk. You don't have to leave your phone, and you can connect with that person. So teams form across companies, and people who have leadership skills can make that happen. People who don't have leadership may be brought into other people's teams, but they won't initiate it.
And with about 30 seconds to go, what did you learn from writing this book? This was a long experience in putting it together.
That how much leadership affects so much more than just business. It's every relationship. And when you do this style of leadership, you connect with on meaning and purpose. And that's what all my relationships have become. I get more done at you know, my professional stuff. And all my relationships are more friendly, more personable, more meaningful.
All right. Appreciate the time well spent. I hope a learning experience for a lot of people out there. Leadership, step by step, become the person others follow, written by Joshua Spodek. Joshua Spodek. Joshua, thank you very much for joining us, and I want to thank everyone for listening. Back tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.